Micah talked a lot about the communication, and you know, obviously, two new guys coming here, holding their defense. Uh-huh. Can you also kind of just speak to, you know, what you guys have been doing to try and make sure everybody's on the same page?
We're just, like you said, communication is key in this defense, and the coaches rely on the safeties a lot to make a lot of the calls. And so him and I together, you know, I think we're coming along really well. The communication is there, the chemistry is there, and I think if we just keep building day by day, we'll get to where we want to be.
In a weird way, is it almost an advantage that there are three new defensive backs as opposed to just one guy coming in that's new, because you're all kind of learning together and starting over together?
Yeah, exactly. Like you said, we're all new to this system, to the verbiage. You know, guys haven't played with each other before, and so just being able to learn the defense from square one and be able to communicate since square one and understand, you know, where you're supposed to be, when you're supposed to be there, I think that's a huge key.
Through the course of, you know, reviewing practice tape the next day or being in the room with the coaches, what are some of the things that coaches harping on, maybe cleaning up, tightening up as a unit, maybe on the back end?
Just finishing plays, angles to the football. Always, every day is going to be communication, whether it's hand signals, verbal. I think, like I said, you know, we're growing as a defense each and every day, especially in the meeting rooms, and then you take it out here on the football field. You can see it in practice, and it's exciting, and, it's exciting to be a part of. And, I can't wait to just keep growing with this unit.
What's the biggest thing you learn from Coach Bird every day?
You know, biggest thing, there's a lot of things you learn from Coach Bird, man. He's a great coach for one, and he's played in the game. You know, and whenever you get a guy that's coaching you, that has played in the game in the NFL, and you know, has, I don't know, X amount of picks. I think it's 40 something picks. It's a guy that you want to listen to, and a guy you want to play for. And Coach Burr is always coming in with a lot of inspirational stuff. You know, to keep the guys motivated, and like I said, it's fun to be a part of.
Do you feel like you're all the way back from the injury last year?
Yeah, 100%. It's exciting to be back out on the football field. It's definitely a blessing to, like I said, just put the cleats on again and be out here on the football field after the injury last season. And, I put that behind me, and, you know, I'm excited to move forward with this group of guys.
In comparing spring ball to training camp, you've had a lot, obviously, for, like, offensive and defensive line, and those matchups, it's a big difference.
Uh-huh.
What's it like for defensive backs against wide receiver when you're just throwing on the pads? Is there much more you can tell or glean from a wide receiver or a defensive back once the pads go on, or see it now already?
I believe so. Like you said, with the interior, it's a huge difference. I think with the outside, you know, with the wide receivers and the DBs, is a big difference. And plus, you're able to finish plays in a more competitive, more explosive position, I guess you would say, as far as the ball carrier and being able to thud up a guy rather than, you know, kind of break down and tag off without pads on. And so it's always an exciting time of the year to put the pads back on, and it's training camp's gonna be fun.
What do you see? Gerald Hodges, the guy who's played up in front of you, what do you see in his game?
You know, everything, man. The guy can run. Like I said, it's just a fun group all around to be a part of, and to play with guys like that, and, you know, Marcel Darius and, Ramon Humber. It's just all those guys up front. You know, I'm learning from those guys as well. And, you know, I look at them as the older guys who have been here, and, I just want to play well for them, and, hope that they can count on me come Sundays.